what does level three mean for patients across the Auckland region? Dr. Kate Baddock is chair of the New Zealand Medical Association and GP in Warkworth. She has advice for patients. Kate, welcome back.
Hello.
Warkworth, of course, included. We go as far north as Welsford for this level three and as far south as Pukekohe. What's the advice that you're giving about contact with your GP surgeries?
Oh, look, to be perfectly honest, we're not having to say very much at all. The patients have all been, I mean, everyone's been listening to the broadcast, both on TV and on radio, and we are being inundated with calls. So what we've done is we've changed our message on our answer phones so that if people are ringing in and the phones are busy, then there's a message there saying, we are in level three, stay at home unless you need to go out. If you need to go out, think carefully about where you need to go and mask up. And what we're doing here in the surgery this morning is we are trying to rearrange everybody who's already been booked, which is for 90% of the appointments, seeing how many of those we could turn into virtual appointments. Those that are coming in, we've gone back to screening at the door with a nurse who's in PPE, ensuring that people who do come in are free of symptoms, and then we are getting them to wear masks and to sit, you know, 2 metres apart as much as possible. So we are trying to encourage everybody to take this seriously, deal with it early, and contain it as much as possible. It's putting a huge, huge pressure on the general practices in general. One of our nurses is down in Auckland currently at the Northcote CBAC, and the situation there is chaotic. There are so many people wanting to have COVID swabbing done. They've had to call in the police to manage the situation, to try and ensure that the queuing and so on happens in an orderly fashion. It has disrupted communities across Auckland trying to get this under control as quickly as possible. But one of the worst things that we're having a problem with is that currently we are being limited to only being able to order 20 COVID swabs. So when we've seen 20 people today and swabbed them, we are not going to be able to do any more because we cannot get more swabs. We are being required to order them through lab tests at the moment, not directly through the DHBs, and we cannot get enough swabs.
So you are anticipating demand. We are hearing from our reporters, we're going to cross to them shortly, that it is chaos at those testing stations.
It is. And we're being inundated here. Every second phone call is someone wanting to be swabbed.
Okay. So what's a sensible way to do this, Kate? Do you want availability of more gear?
So there's two parts to this. One is we need to be able to free up getting more swabs very much more quickly. Because what will happen is we'll hit our limit, then we will not be able to do any swabs, which means we then have to direct everybody to the CBAC community testing centres, and they're going to be even more overrun than they are currently. So we need immediate access to large numbers of swabs. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that what we will try and do is only have people coming to the surgeries who are symptomatic. Everybody else, the people who don't actually have any symptoms but want to be checked, need to go to the community testing centres.
Okay. On the question of PPE gear, is there sufficient?
Well, at the moment, most surgeries, I would think, like our own, have been making sure that we have supplies. But for something like this, we are quickly going to run out. We've just done a quick estimate for ourselves and think we have about 48 hours worth of masks and PPE gear. So if this runs into next week, we are all going to be short and there will be a demand for supplies to be forthcoming.
Are you confident, given some of the experiences during the first and extreme lockdown, that the communication of this from the front lines and then the distribution and management of the distribution response is as it should be?
I'm confident that the communication is good. The lines of communication that we used through the last lockdown have already been activated. We have the through the College of GPs, that one's been activated. Direct from the Ministry has been activated. We are getting good communication. There's also this other organisation called MedInns, which through which we are getting information. And we're getting all of that up to date, immediate. What I am not so sure of and much less confident about is that our supply lines will be adequate to the task. As I say, we have not yet received notice that we can order as many swabs as we require. And that is an immediate need.
Thank you. Dr. Kate Baddock is Chair of the New Zealand Medical Association and a GP in Warkworth.